What is up, everyone? Welcome back to a podcast, the podcast, the best podcast on the freaking planet. Just want to talk a little bit. There's a global pandemic going on right now called the coronavirus. It's taking out a lot of people. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. It has spurts of being like okay, and then worse again. And so everybody's like freaking out and stuff. And the crazy part is there's this guy who's trying to find the cure for it. Supposedly, he got killed in a murder-suicide, so yeah, I don't know what to think of that. One of the people studying the coronavirus dies in a murder-suicide. Interesting, right? Also, I saw in the news, I think it was like a little kid, I can't remember his age, drove a car to a Lamborghini dealership because his mom wouldn't buy him a Lamborghini. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Crazy thing is on my end, I've had a lot of health problems lately. But, you know, I'm pushing through. I was sick for like 3.5 weeks, almost four. That was pretty hard. Now I got a ear infection. I can barely hear. That's been going on for like a week. And I had this other thing go on where I couldn't sit down. And it hurts so bad. All I'm gonna say. But, yeah. It's crazy. Struggling pretty hard. I haven't worked in almost 2 months. Still have a job though, because the coronavirus is making me be able to keep a job. Like, what I mean is since there's a global pandemic, I'm keeping my job because they want everybody to stay home to stay safe. So, shit's crazy. What I want to know is how a little kid was driving a car. And like how they found it out. And like why he wanted a Lamborghini. Like, I don't understand. Actually, no, I get the Lamborghini part, but again, how is a kid driving? You know, if he's like really young, so I don't know how he's pushing the gas pedal. I don't know how he didn't crash. This shit's whack. Probably was driving like a drunk person, just swaying back and forth, like whoop de doo, whoop de doo. It's probably a Tesla. It had to be an electric car. Or a self driving car. That might have been what it was. Self driving car. Sorry about that sand, it was my hands. But yeah, it's probably a self driving. I'm gonna go with that. How did his mom not notice? How did he get the keys? Like, there's so many factors. That's like a kid getting a gun. You know what? I shouldn't compare that to that. No, I mean, either way, you could kill somebody, right? Or yourself. That's a fair comparison, I guess. Still crazy to me, though. And then we got a killer bee thing going on, also. Like, where the fuck did killer hornets come from? Excuse my language. Like, why? Like, I saw a meme online. What's next? A freaking bird shark? A bird shark. Even worse, a freaking flying crocodile? Could you imagine that? Bird dial, a crocodile, and a bird. Swear to God, this is Jumanji. I don't know who's controlling the board, but they're really messing up. Real life Jumanji, and we're on level like 80. Jesus. I don't even know. How long have I been talking for? Almost 10 minutes? It's crazy. I don't know. I'm going to stop this segment here and we'll see if I make another one. Thank you guys so much for listening. If this is the last one, I'll see you in the next podcast. Peace. I'm out. What is up, everyone? Back at it again in the podcast. We're in the booth, whatever you want to call it. It is your leader, your reader, Astro, with the second part of this podcast. So, still global pandemic. Weird part is we don't have sports right now, so we can't watch baseball, soccer, whatever. I mean, we can watch reruns of old ones, but we can't watch ones right now. But they're saying football's going to come back, so excited about football season. It's not happening for a while, though. Not happening until, like, August. And it is May right now, so we got 3 months left still, 2.5. It's crazy. Since we have a bunch of people listening now, slowly gathering people, I don't know if me talking is interesting, you know. If we get more listeners, I'll probably make an Instagram and a Facebook. Probably going to start with the Twitter, though, so you can reach us on Twitter. I'll let you know when that happens. The tag will probably be something like The Real World Talks, and then mine will probably be like Astro at Real World, or The Real World Astro, or something like that. We'll see what happens. But yeah. I really miss sports. Also really miss going to movies because we can't do that either. We have to watch movies from home, but luckily there's such thing as 4K. So that's pretty good. Movies in 4K look ridiculous. They look way better than the ones at the movie theater, honestly, but there's nothing like going to a movie theater, you know? AMC is supposed to be going out of business. Let's hope Regal doesn't. That would suck. Oh my god. What's crazy is right before the virus hit, Regal used to carry Coke products and now they switched to Pepsi. And it is so weird. Man, the things that kids are without now, today. Like, going to the movies used to be so different. Video games used to be so different. Shows used to be so different. It's crazy. Like, we didn't have Monster, we didn't have Red Bull. When I was like 10, we didn't have Red Bull. All that crap. Energy drinks didn't start till I was like 13. 14, I think. Because I'm 23 right now, so like 2008. Yeah, something like that. Crazy. And now they got Coca-Cola energy. That's insane. Coca-Cola is entering the energy market, even though it owns everything. Disney owns Star Wars. Whoever thought that would happen? And they actually did a good job with it. I'm loving The Mandalorian, and it's one of my favorite shows right now. I watched all the episodes. I loved it. Can't wait for season 2. Maybe this year. Because they said they might be bringing Darth Maul back. And even though he was only in Phantom Menace, and he only appears every once in a while, he's still one of my favorite characters.
really hype about it. My favorite character right now is the Mandalorian. Without a doubt. Bounty Hunter. Mandalorian. Whatever you want to call him. Properly named Mandalorian. Also tonight, even though it came out in 2018, it's 2020 right now, I saw A Star Is Born. That movie was sad. I didn't cry though for some reason. But that movie was sad. It was really good. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, they got some chemistry. They got some chemistry. The weird part is that they were like trying to hide the nudity, but it still came through. It was weird. Like, you saw her naked like twice, but you like barely saw it. You saw him naked once, I think. It was weird. But, and the way that movie ended was crazy. I'm shook. But I heard that it was way different than the original Star Is Born. So, or there's three different versions. So, I think all of them had different endings. But, yeah. That movie is crazy. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm out.